Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, located at 810 West Talmer Avenue and shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through scripture and song on this Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent. The Old Testament reading for today tells of God's commands given through Moses to the Israelites before they arrived in the land that God had promised to them. The Lord had delivered them from slavery in Egypt and led and supported them in the years in the wilderness. He required their faithfulness to him and gave them a liturgy to follow in their offerings to him, which would remind them each year of how he had delivered them from slavery, supported them, and brought them to the land of promise. This foreshadows our deliverance from slavery to sin, support in our life in this world, and the promise of eternal life to come. We sing of deliverance in Lift Every Voice and Sing.
A reading from the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in office at the time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall make response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers. And the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God, and worship before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the sojourner who is among you.
Jesus, me.
gospel reading for today, St. Paul conveys what is the simple truth of the means to our salvation: faith in the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The hymn, "Lord of Our Life and God of Our Salvation," sings of this and of the peace that comes through this faith.
A reading from the 10th chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Rome. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, "Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame." For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Lord,
today's gospel reading tells of Jesus going to the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. This reflects on the 40 years that the children of Israel were in the wilderness after being delivered from slavery in Egypt. Unlike the Israelites, who turned their backs on God numerous times during their wanderings, Jesus successfully resisted the temptations of the devil. The hymn, "Who Trusts in God, Our Strong Abode," reminds us that with God's strength, we need not fear Satan's power.
A reading from the 4th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time.
Members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Our Sunday worship service begins at 9 a.m. and is followed immediately by Bible class and Sunday school for all ages. A Lenten service on Wednesday evening begins at 6:30. For more information, contact the church office at 574-896-2025. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.